Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Encore show for today, Friday, the 16th of December, and it is 2022. We're going to be going back to last year, and we've got, as it says here, a wide-ranging discussion with Don Berman of Channel 19 News, the former drug addict and jailbird and whatever else. Boy, Don, I had no idea. I gotta say this. Don, with all the stuff that you've been through and all of the stuff that you've done did, it's a wonder you've got a job. Let's listen now to our Encore show from last year. This is from the 16th of December. It's Don Berman, a wide-ranging discussion with the almost Emmy-winning anchor.
Tonight on a Phil Henry show, Phil Henry goes one-on-one with Don Berman. Don Berman, Channel 19 news anchor for 30 years, number one as a news anchor in the Los Angeles areas. Don Berman. And now here's Phil Berman. Here's Don Henry. God, do it again.
Hey, what is this, Henry? Anyway,
hold on. Do it again, bud.
Sorry.
Don Henry.
What are you trying to pull anyway, Henry?
Hold on. Hold on, Don.
God. Hold on, Don.
Wait a minute, man.
Mr. Henry, I'm trying to do it serious.
Well, then do it serious and don't give me this Don Henry and Phil Berman shit.
Tonight, on The Phil Henry Show, Mr. Henry goes one-on-one with Don Berman, the number one news anchor in Los Angeles for 30 years at Channel 19 News. Don Berman has seen it all, he's done it all. Now, interviewing Don Berman is Phil
Berman. Do it again. One more fuck-up, bud.
Sorry, just...
One more screw-up, man, and we get somebody else.
Well, who are you going to get, Phil? How about you?
All right, fine. I can do it.
What's my name?
Phil Henry.
Then say Phil Henry. I'm not Don Henry or Phil Berman.
You know, Phil, I got better things to do.
Sorry, Don, we'll get it. This is very important, bud, because it's just, you know...
Yeah, sure.
Oh, get a load of this smartass.
I know it is.
Hey, I'm not kidding you, bud. I'll fire your ass. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. And one, and two, and me... Tonight, on The Phil Henry Show, Mr. Henry goes one-on-one with Don Berman. Yes, Don Berman, a Channel 19 News. Number one in LA TV news for 30 years. We'll find out about what it took to make Don Berman number one.
He flubbed it up. Would you let me do that, Margaret, okay?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here. You know, I could be down at Gladstone's having some sushi.
All right, hold on.
That wasn't my mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
I need to count it down.
Yeah, okay, count it down.
One, two, and a one, two, three.
Wait a minute, man.
Tonight, on The Phil Henry Show, Phil goes one-on-one with Don Berman. Yes, Don Berman. Number one at LA TV News for 30 years. And Mr. Henry will be talking to him in depth. Here now is Phil Henry interviewing Don Berman.
Thanks very much, Bud Dickman, and welcome everybody to our series one-on-one. And we do this occasionally, not often, but occasionally we will have someone of significance in the news to talk to and to interview and to get to the sort of the bottom of their personality and their success. And we're very happy because he's been a part of our show as a contributor, news contributor, and a contributor in terms of media. Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don, how are you?
Phil, I'm very, very well, and thank you for having me.
Don, you've been on television in Los Angeles for 30 years as the main anchor at Channel 19 News. Do you remember those early days?
I certainly do, indeed. I was hired by L. Ron Martin, and we both have, you know the story with him.
He's the general manager.
Not only the general manager, he's the principal in the ownership of the company, which is L. Ron Media.
Okay, so that's that's his company.
That is his company, yes. Why, whose did you think it was? It's called L. Ron.
Oh, I thought it was a different company. Did he buy the station from them?
He did, yes. Early on, so yes, you're right. I thought maybe you didn't know the story, but you do. Yes, he bought the company early on. And are we talking about him or?
No, we're talking about you.
You know, Phil, before we get going, I've always felt that it would be wonderful for you to have your young lady, your fiancée, Jackie Bales, to be in on the interview, because Jackie is an actual news veteran. She was a news anchor at Channel 7 in Miami, wasn't she?
She was, and she was in Tampa, St. Pete, WTSP in Tampa.
Yes, And she won an Emmy there.
Yes, Jackie won an Emmy in Tampa and went on to become an anchor in Miami, yeah.
So, see, there's actual news experience in your... You're not a TV veteran yourself, but Jackie is, and it would be nice... I don't know.
It would probably be nice if she were here.
Well, she's not here. I will mention that you give her your regards.
Yeah, I do. Jackie, if you're listening... you know how it is. I'm here alone. I respect and admire Phil, but it would be nice if I had one of my people here, one of my people here, which would be you, but you're not, so I'm sitting here.
Yeah, you're sitting here getting tag team.
This guy is going to piss me off.
All right, bud, knock it off with the tag team. Also, General Shaw is going to sit down with us, if you don't mind.
Well, I tell you what, could you have him sit next to you? Because him being over here and you there... It's like the two of you guys are ganging up.
No, that's not the... I wanted to sit down and sort of augment Phil's questions a little bit.
All right, well...
So General Shelby here.
And,
Margaret,
Well, wait a minute. What is this? All of a sudden, it's a three-on-one? Is this a tag team?
I really don't like that term, tag team, because it has sort of psychosexual...
I'm not talking about that. I'm just...
We're going to have to do a lot of editing here, bud, okay?
What?
We're going to have to do a lot of editing.
I'm sorry, I just...
Margaret Gray is also joining us, along with General Shaw, so that we can talk to you. There's so much, and I know so many people have questions, Don. So early on, you started out with L. Ron Martin as your general manager. He became eventually a principal in the company.
Yes, L. Ron bought the station a few years after I came on board.
Now, where were you before you were at Channel 19?
That is something that it's interesting, and I thought I'd cover this with Mr. Dickman, that I'd...
Down, do you want to talk about it?
I don't want you talking, bud.
Sorry.
Here. Yes, that was something that I believe Don didn't want to mention.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'd really rather not get into that. Where I was before Channel 19 News is, it's, it was part of my career, but it's nothing that I want to talk about. It's because, you know what, Phil? We all have skeletons in the closet.
Well, can I ask you a question? Was there something involving scandal?
No, I don't want to answer any questions. Yes, I had a broadcast career before Channel 19. Yes, it was at a television station. No, I don't want to say where. No, I don't want to say when. No, I don't want to say where. I don't want to say the call letters. I don't want you to know anything about it, but yes.
All right, so you had some broadcast experience.
Absolutely, yes. But the... court order, which I am very happy to support and to be in compliance with, allows me not to mention anything.
A court order?
Yeah, that's right, General, and we don't have to...
Not a problem. We don't have to talk about that.
All right, fine.
So, Don, you came to Los Angeles from this...
Let's say I came to Los Angeles from this other state of being... Not state as in the state of a union, but as I came to Los Angeles from a completely different state of being.
But it did involve broadcasting.
It did involve broadcasting. And I don't blame you, Phil, for laughing. I see the corners of your mouth turning up.
Well, it makes the imagination wander.
I'll bet it does. And I can assure you, Phil, it's no laughing matter. There's nothing about what happened to me and through me and what happened to others through me at this other existence, shall we say, before I came to Channel 19, there's nothing funny about it at all.
Well, okay. I mean, if you say so.
Yeah, yes, I do. I do say so.
You describe it as another state of being.
Another state of existence. Another almost parallel universe.
Well, now people are going to be curious, Don.
Well, they can be curious all they want. They're not finding out anything. There's a court order that backs me up. Okay. There is a statute of limitations that also is in my favor.
Can I ask you the very honest...
No, you may not.
Well, people are going to assume...
Let them assume anything they want. All right, I will tell you this. I did not break any laws, but things occurred as the result of my existence and my coexistence within this realm.
Well, oh, my God, I'm not...
You asked the question, Phil. I'm trying to answer it, and I'm trying to be polite, and you keep probing and prodding and poking. Man, I'm going to do something bad.
Good God.
I'm just...
All right, well, let's move off of that then.
Thank you. I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, I've got a question for you, Don. So you came to Channel 19 News. What was your first big triumph as a newsman in Los Angeles?
I'd say it was the Timmy Timmerson story. It was an exciting story.
Now, Tim, if you could enlighten us.
All right, Timmy Timmerson was a little tiny boy, and I say tiny, he's about 3 years old, who fell down a well out in Circosa, which is a town parallel to San Marino. And in the old days, they had these open wells.
Oh, they would not cap a lot of those wells.
It was uncapped, and it was open, and this little boy, had a happy ending, but it had a very bizarre ending, and it's one that has left me disquieted, but gave me my first big triumph, and I rode on this story to an Emmy win that year. I remember, can we talk about the story first? Yeah, okay, I just wanted to tell you about the Emmy, but...
Well, we'll talk about the Emmy, but tell us...
All right, so what happened was, little tiny Timmy Timmerson, and that's what got me out in front of the story, and what got me a lot of play on other TV stations. I remember Channel 5 interviewed me, KTLA. KCOP Channel 13 interviewed me, because I got out in front. I called it the little tiny Timmy Timmerson story. It was alliterative, and everyone said, Don Berman from Channel 19 has broken this story.
Well, you didn't actually break it, though.
No, I was not the first. But I was the one that gave it heat, because I said, in Circosa this evening, little tiny Timmy Timmerson is missing. He's fallen down a well in Circosa, and we'll be there. The Channel 19 on the scene team, and that's another one that I came up with.
Now, in those days, you guys had, what do you mean in those days?
This wasn't 1948, Phil.
Oh, that's, but you had microwave.
Oh, yeah. We had videotape. We weren't developing film in the field like they did. No, we had videotape, we had microwave, and we were sending the story back to the station. I was out there live and direct, and I would always, every evening, they would, and at those days, I think the anchor in those days was Jeff Beaveman. I was an on-scene reporter.
So you were not yet anchoring.
I was not yet anchoring. So Jeff B., we'll go now. I'm Jeff Beaveman, or whatever he said. I forget his name. It was a very unfortunate name.
I remember Jeff Beaveman. He was not there very long.
No, he wasn't there very long. But he was anchoring the news. Enough about him.
No, so he threw it to you.
Yeah, he threw it to me. Said, now let's go out to Don Berman. And Don, take it away. We are here, and, you know, the little tiny Timmy Timmerman story. He fell down a well. Well, one day, we're 5 days into the story, and I would stand there at the well, at the open hole of the well. A lot of the other reporters tried to get close to it, and I'd say, you know what?
You backed him off.
Oh, you better believe I backed him off. The guy from Channel 5, all these guys trying to bug me, and I said, this is my story. And I said, I'm standing, you guys can report from over there. And I got into it a couple times. I got into it with Harvey Glasscock from Channel 12.
Now, what did he do?
Oh, he tried to come, hey, let me report on this too. You know, I said, it ain't your story. And I said, I'll tell you what, Glasscock, you bug me, you crowd me, I'll pick you up, I'll throw you down there, and you and Timmy Timmerson can have a card game down there. What do you think of that? And he's all, oh, my God. And
that scared him.
You better believe it scared him.
All right, so you backed that guy off. So on the fifth day, something miraculous happened.
Yes, on the fifth day, we were there, it was a Friday night, and we were covering this thing nonstop. I hadn't had any sleep for 5 days. I stayed awake at the open well, the little tiny Timmy Timmerson story, and I'm reporting, and I feel a tug on my on my suit jacket. And I turn, and there's little Timmy Timmerson standing there, pulling the jacket and saying, hi, mister. And I said, what are you? And he said, I come out over there. There was an opening to what looked like a sewage pipe. Well, what it was one of the intakes for the oil well. This kid had fallen down, crawled up through one of the pipes, and came out the other side.
You're kidding.
No, you didn't read about this?
This was very well-known, Phil, because I didn't hear anything about this. Maybe I wasn't in town at the time.
No, I think you were down in Atlanta doing your talk radio thing.
All right, so the kid falls down this well.
He must have fallen about 20 feet. Then he walked all the way up this pipe, came out underneath a building.
Oh, it was a tack shop.
That's right, it was a tack. They sold saddles. And it was very weird, but there was this big pipe underneath this tack shop, and this kid comes walking out up to me and goes, hi, mister, I'm Timmy Timmerson. And I said, you're what? I couldn't believe it. Well, it turned out that the kid, while everybody was looking for him at the bottom of this pipe, he was standing there having himself a lollipop because he'd been there for about 6 hours. There were nurses over there that saw him come out. Wait a second. Hold on for a minute. No, I'm just going to tell you the story. I'm the first one. Nobody noticed it was him except for these people working first aid. They gave him a lollipop and, I don't know, a Diet Coke or some crap. You know, well, the kid's only, how old was he? About four or five. Gave him a Diet Coke. They gave him something. Coca-Cola or one of those. What do you give a kid? Like I don't know, an orange soda? Yeah, like that, a grape drink or something. They gave him a grape drink. That was it. The kid's there sucking on a grape drink, having a donut. He strolls over, says, "Hi, I'm Timmy Timberson." And that's when I put him on the air, and the entire city of Los Angeles fell in love with me, Don Berman, that night. I crouched down next to him, I put my arm around him, I said, "This is little tiny Timmy Timberson, and he's safe this evening." And right at that moment, he took a sip of his grape drink, looked at me, and he pointed at me like, "Get him." You know, but it all played very well. You're kidding. So this kid falls down. I can't believe he wasn't injured. Did they must have checked him out. Oh, yeah, the nurses checked him out. And I later interviewed these women. They were there. They were nurses from the local hospital there. I think it was St. Luke's or something. I said, "Did you see him come out of the pipe?" They said, "Yes, we were sitting having a corned beef sandwich." Big deal. Somebody brought them food. And they were having corned beef sandwiches and coffee. And she said she looked up from this corned beef to see if there was any more. And instead of a sandwich, she saw this kid standing there. Good Lord. And that kid was Timmy Timberson. That was Timmy Timberson. So they checked him out physically. He was fine. They gave him a grape drink and a Hostess cupcake or something. And he sees me, and he left these nurses, who by that time had returned to their corned beef, and the kid comes over to me. That's an incredible story. It's completely incredible. But when I put my arm around little Timmy Timberson that night on Channel 19, and I said, "I'm Don Berman, and this..." And I had the finger pointing, and I was sort of making the finger go back and forth like it was a neon sign. I said, "And this is little Timmy Timberson." The station immediately, Bob Kolchek, who was directing that night, had the logo come up, Channel 19 News, and Channel 19 News with Jeff Beavman. But I don't think we ever saw Jeff Beavman that night. Now, on site with Don Berman.
So Jeff Beavman left the station quickly thereafter.
Well, he did, because there were problems with his name and he didn't want to change his name.
Well, he didn't want to change his name.
No, he didn't. Beavman? Wouldn't you? No, he felt that he was one of these old school news guys. But that night, it said the Channel 19 News with Jeff Beavman, now live and direct from Sarcosa, California, Don Berman. And I said, "Good evening, I'm Don Berman, and this is little tiny Timmy Timberson." And the kid, part of his face was obscured because he lifted the grape drink up. So I got into a little hassle. Some of the viewers didn't like the fact that I pushed the grape drink down and I said, "This is little Timmy Timberson." And he started to go, he started to whine because he couldn't have his grape drink. So I waved one of the nurses over. I said, "Bring over a grape drink or whatever." She comes over with an orange crush and the kid goes, "He doesn't want that." I said, "Bring him a grape drink." So they brought over the grape drink. We're talking to Don Berman here from Channel 19 News about his early career and the things that he's done. And so then you became the news anchor.
This is when you took over the 5, the 6, the 7.
Well, no, that I took over the 5, the 6, the 10, and the 11:30, because at that time, 11:30, well, even today, all of the late night shows, come on. Well, they wanted to counter-program Johnny Carson and it wasn't Jay Leno, who was it?
Well, in those days, it was it Arsenio Hall?
Yeah, Arsenio Hall, those guys. And they said, so we'll do an 11:30 report. Don Berman's 11th, and that's when I came up with the idea of Don Berman, live, not dead, at 11:30. The reference and inference being that Arsenio Hall, Johnny Carson, and all those other clowns, I think Rick Dees had a show at the time.
Rick Dees, yes. Very briefly, I think, was on... Rick Dees might have been on ABC.
Yeah, that was Rick Dees, ABC, before they finally had... Didn't they have Nightline?
Well, they knocked Nightline off, and...
Wait, are you guys talking about me, or are you talking about... Oh, sorry. Yeah, so who cares? The fact is, I counter-programmed most of them. Now, I couldn't beat Carson, but I beat the pants off of the rest of those chumps. Don Berman, alive, not dead like those other chumps. Well, I didn't say that, but...
That was the inference.
That was the inference. And we hit the air, and we've been at 11:30 ever since. Don Berman with us.
So now you're doing the 11:30, doing 5. Now all of a sudden, you're the main anchor.
Now all of a sudden, I'm the main anchor. Now Channel 19, at that time, L. Ron Martin came on and bought a piece of the station. And I had a come to Jesus with L. Ron Martin. I said, look, the rest of this station is not performing.
No, there were no ratings except for the news.
Yeah, the only guy pulling any numbers was me, Don Berman. I said, you got to do something. He said, no, we're going to keep on with the reruns. They had Wagon Train. I don't know what they had. They had some reruns of Hill Street Blues. Wasn't bad. But I would make a point at the end of every newscast to say, and remember, folks, I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock when it's worth watching Channel 19 again with me and my signature. That's when you started pointing with both fingers at yourself.
Yes.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not. I don't think... It was a very unique move, Don, to say, me, Don Berman, and you've got both fingers pointing at yourself.
Yeah.
Did you take any crap for that?
No. Take any crap? There were a few viewers that went, what is this guy about? And who does he think he is? L. Ron Martin didn't like it. I said, L. Ron, just step out of my way, okay, and help me save this station. Because right now, you ain't getting it done with reruns of the Partridge. I don't know what they had.
So it was nothing but reruns, huh?
It was reruns. They had a live afternoon show with Carol Bonomi. It was, what was it, Carol?
Oh, it was Carol Bonomi, Afternoon Delight Show, and she gave makeup tips, and they interviewed the zookeeper over there at the L.A. Zoo.
You know, a whole lot of cornball. And I said to L. Ron, I said, are you kidding with that? I said, you give me that half hour, I'll bring you ratings. And that began the 3:30 news. So now I'm working 3:30, 5, 6, 7, 10:30, and 11:30. And you must have been
tired.
Yes, I was tired.
And this is where I think we're
you're going to bring up the drug use. Yes.
Okay, so I'll be very delicate. Is this when you got into trouble?
Yeah, I started taking the phenermine, and you know,
what were you on?
What was I on?
Well, you have not denied the fact.
Okay. You talk about some of these guys snorting Adderall. I never snorted Adderall, but I did have the little 75 mg caps. I had 150 milligrams, and I was popping Adderall at a pretty record clip there.
You could have, that's very bad for the blood pressure, isn't it?
Yes, it was bad, but ask me if I cared at that time, you know. I took other things like phentermine and some other. For a while there, I got a hold of some dexedrine. I had to buy that on the street. You know,
Don, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not.
And so that led to the first arrest.
Yes, it led to the first arrest. I want to be very clear here. I don't want to cover a whole lot of this. I was arrested one time because I had this control. I had no prescription for controlled substance as I was backing out of the Channel 19 news lot. And I ran into a police car that was coming in. And this guy gets out of his car and I said, hi, I'm Don Berman. And he said, that's nice. I'd like to see your driver's license. I said, holy Christ, I'm in trouble now. All right, so this guy, yeah, he didn't breathalyze me because you got to see, but he gave me the standard sobriety check, which includes the flashlight in the eyes.
All right, so then he sees that the pupils are dilated.
Right, and he says that I'm driving under the influence, and we had to get the station involved. All of this has been covered repeatedly in the news.
I understand that, Don. I didn't want to bring it up, but we are one-on-one here.
Well, see, here's the thing. I thought it was one-on-one, but it's one-on-three, you know.
Can I say something, Mr. Berman?
No, you may not. No, you may not.
Well, what are you going to say, bud?
I don't want to hear from him.
Well, the tag team.
He's saying it's like a tag team.
See, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
It's not a tag team. It's three. It's one-on-one with me, Phil Henry, and Don Berman, but Margaret
and General Shaw are here to make sure that if you don't stick it in deep enough, they'll go ahead and push it in with the heel of their hand. God, dude. No, they're not. Phil, I'm telling you that I'm happy to be talking to you, but what I don't want, what I don't like, what I don't appreciate is you asking a question then going,
So, Don, let me move on. Let's move past the arrest. And get back to the good things you did for Channel 19. You brought them ratings, and you introduced, and this happened just within the last 3 years, you introduced the very first local all-news format.
Well, we haven't completed the transition just yet. We do have a fairly comprehensive news block in the morning.
And now that's you and Carol Bonamy and Goldie Showers.
Yes, we do an hour of the Channel 19 morning news with me, Don Berman. I do my trademark two fingers. I'm pointing at myself. And then Carol Bonamy comes on with some garbage. I don't know what she did.
Carol does a very good job. She does a human interest interviews.
Yes. All right, okay. And she interviews a lot of the movie stars. And I think she got Russell Crowe. Big deal.
Yeah. That's a big get.
Yeah, it was a big get. But as I said, as the show starts, it's the Channel 19 morning news, and I'm doing the voiceover.
Now, you do a lot of, you take on yourself a lot of tasks.
I do, because I don't want things to screw up. So when the Channel 19 morning news started, I told L. Ron Martin, I said, look, I'm going to give you a break. I'll do the announcing as well as hosting, but I don't want to see my lips moving. You know, I don't want to be sitting there going, it's the Channel 19 morning news
with the camera on you.
Yeah, I don't want the camera on me as I'm saying it. So what we had was a still of me in my suit, smiling, and a voiceover, Channel 19 morning news. And then when I said with me, then we cut away from the still, and there I am live with me and the two fingers pointing at myself.
Now, a lot of people have, and I know a lot of people like that, but some people have complained saying it is self-aggrandizement to an asinine extreme. This is a quote. I'm quoting here Lee Bickerstaff of the LA Times.
Well, Lee Bickerstaff, you're quoting Lee Bickerstaff, huh? Lee Bickerstaff, he wouldn't know good television if he was 5 years old with cotton candy and a grape drink like that punk kid and had nothing but clown shows on, he still wouldn't know what good TV was.
Well, that doesn't sound like good TV.
Well,
all right, so you got a problem with the LA Times TV critic.
Yeah, I do.
Right, that's nothing new. A lot of guys in your line of work are going to have problems. But the point that he was making is you're pointing at yourself with two fingers.
That's my trademark. People love that. They love it when Don Berman says, it's the Channel 19 morning news, then cut away from the slide to me live with me, Don Berman.
And the two fingers.
Yeah, the two fingers, Jesus. I'm not flipping people off.
No, you're not, but again, this is Bickerstaff's read. You are self-aggrandizing to a ridiculous extreme.
Well, you know what? Bickerstaff can take it and park it way, way up there, twist it.
Never mind. Don Berman is my guest here, one-on-one. It is me, Phil Henry, one-on-one with Don Berman. We do have General Galen Shaw, and we also have Margaret Gray. And we're also going to take some phone calls because we do have a lot of your fans checking in tonight. Don, you want to take a call?
I'd love to.
What was that, bud?
Sorry, I was trying to get to it.
Hey, look, are you guys trying to pull something?
No, that's...
Let's go to the phone calls now. And this is Karen. Karen, you're on the air. What is that, man?
Sorry, the sound effect.
It's a gunshot.
Karen, hi. You're on the air with Don Berman, and thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Don. It's Karen Arbogast. I live in Granada Hills. I was one of the very first people to say, Don, don't you worry about your fly being open up.
Thank you very much for your call, Karen. Let's talk to, this is Steve in Redondo Beach, California. Steve, you're on with Don Berman.
Hey, Don. I am a longtime Don Berman viewer, and I know what you did for that station. It was nothing before you got there, Don. And you brought that station to great heights, I think, in the Los Angeles market. And we're a better community for it. And I thank you for the... And the little... I was there. I was there when the teeny tiny Timmy Timberman story broke. And I saw you. I saw you as you embraced that child when he walked out of that pipe.
Well, thank you very, very much. That was an emotional moment. How did you feel when you saw that?
I remember saying to... I was sitting with my nephew, who loosened the straps because I'd gotten up and I'd wandered out and they wanted to make sure that I was... And he said, look, well, let's watch the...
You'd wandered out? What?
I had a biochemically induced dementia at the time that caused me to wander down the street and start taking clothing off and then putting it back on and taking it off. So
you watched as little Timmy Timberman came out of the pipe.
I watched and I said to my nephew, oh, my... I said, look at Don Berman. Look at him. Look at him. I got out of the bed, I genuflected, and I...
Thank you very much. That's just a couple of people.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, they're not the most representative, I don't think.
Well, one of the guys is mentally diseased, another one...
What was this thing about your fly being open?
Jesus Christ.
Never mind. Cut that out, bud.
Yes. You know, there were I'll address that. There were times on the air when I was running in from doing a story, and I was, I was coming in from doing a story, and I'd say, okay, what else are we going to do here? And people were bringing me news copy, we're going to go over here to, let's say we'll go to one of our field reporters, Nick Nicomo, or let's go over to Goldie Showers and see what's happening with the weather. We have a new sports guy, Wiss Wynell. Now, that's the third guy named Wiss that's a name that was given to him by L. Ron Martin. I don't know anything about it, but Wiss Wynell is our sports guy. The very first sports guy I worked with, Lean Gene Joyboy. And he was fantastic. He was always out there at the ball games interviewing the players. Yeah, well, doing what sports guys do. I don't think he was all that special until I came on board. I'd say, let's do it. Let's go over to the Joy Boy himself, Lean Gene Joy Boy. Boy, there's joy. And then I'd say, at Dodger Stadium, at the Coliseum. And that was kind of a signature thing that you brought in. That's a signature thing that I brought in. Me, Don Berman, see? And so, Don, there's an awful lot about your story that has a great deal of your self-promotion. And I think people need to know that it really is a big part of why your success. It was. Because, if you leave it to these stations, if you leave it to the TV stations, and in your case, Phil, the radio stations, if you leave it to them to promote you, you'll die. You'll die slowly, like a man crawling through the desert looking for something to drink. You will slowly, your career and everything you've ever been will wither up, die, and blow away like something that just fell out of a guy's...
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so I promoted. I self-promoted. And I'd say, I'm Don Berman, me. And I remember L. Ron Martin. I don't think L. Ron Martin would...
Better get him on the phone.
What does he want now?
No, L. Ron Martin is on the phone and wants to pay a tribute.
Yeah, okay, well, hold on, L. Ron. L. Ron Martin, if I had left it to him, I'd probably have starved to death. Go ahead.
Okay. L. Ron Martin joining us on our newsmaker line from Los Angeles. And L. Ron, take it away.
Okay. Well, first of all, Don, congratulations to you on the one-on-one interview and the 30 years you've done of being number one in Los Angeles. You say that I didn't pay you good. You say that if it was up to me, no one know who you was. And I think that's I think that's a little unfair, okay?
Well, who was the guy that said Little Tiny Timmy Timmerman?
You said that. I understand that. God, you're getting more mileage out of the little teeny tiny,
You know, it's been 30 years since one of the biggest stories in Los Angeles, and you still don't know the name of the kid. Little Tiny Timmy Timmerman of Sagasa, California.
Yeah, I know the Sagasa part because it was Sagasa, California, from the Gasa bag himself, Don Berman. And I'm saying that with great respect.
Now, see, here, this is where he squats and lets one go.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I appreciate everything that you did and everything you done did for Channel 19 News, and especially your advice to take the station all news. Now, I don't know what the viewers are interested to know. We just got the first quarter ratings, and we lost 20% of our audience with this all news.
All right, I told you that's going to happen. There's going to be audience attrition. God damn.
Well, hold on. Watch the language, please.
Oh, my God. You said goddamn.
Watch the language.
Very sorry, Mr. Henry.
What I'm saying is there's going to be audience. You watch. This next ratings period will make up that 20% and then some, because there's no reason to watch Channel 19 other than me, Don Berman.
That's the other thing. We invested in those TV commercials where you say, Channel 19 with me and the finger, always with the finger pointing yourself. I got people who are walking around now, and they're coming up to me in grocery stores, and they're saying, hey, L. Ron Martin, it's me, Billy Bibbit, or Timmy Jones, or whoever the person is, and they're pointing themselves.
That's right. It's become a standard thing in Los Angeles. People say, hey, Don, it's me, Joe Blow, and I'll say, I'm me, Don Berman.
Yeah, and everybody pointing at themselves. It's, I don't know.
Well, anyway, you're welcome.
Don, I'm the first guy to say that you done brought back Channel 19 News. I'd also like people to know that as the owner of this station, I'm just...
So that's L. Ron. Thank you very much.
You might want to let me...
No, I didn't do anything. I just told Dickman to dump it.
He told me to dump it.
Let me decide who's
going to... Look at you. God, look at you. Henry's going, let me decide.
My God, Phil, you're pointing at yourself with 10 fingers.
You did. You went like this. Maybe that's a good thing I should do. I'm me, Don Berman, and I'm pumping my chest with all 10 fingers.
Pumping your what?
Yeah, what are you pumping?
That's supposed to be a joke.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Don...
What am I pumping?
Oh, we're just kidding around.
Yeah, take a joke.
I told you I didn't want to come on here with that, standing there off in the wings with the headphones on, like he's Mr.
Bud, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Don, thank you for being on the program. I don't know how much we really learned about you. One of the questions that was not answered, in my opinion, was what you did before Channel 19.
I told you that I was in another... state of existence.
Well, what does that mean?
It means I was in broadcasting. I worked in broadcasting, but I don't want to get into it. I was in a parallel state.
Parallel dimension?
No, not a parallel dimension. I was living in this world, but I was just, it was another, I don't even want to.
Are there any photographs of you from those days?
None that you'd want to see. If you saw pictures of me back then, you'd lose your minds.
I'd lose my mind.
Yes.
Well, what are you, man? From some kind of an extra-dimensional creature?
I'm not going to get into it. And the courts have told me I don't have to.
All right. Thank you very much. Don Berman from Channel 19 News has been my special guest here on this segment, this portion of One-on-One with me, Phil Hendry, and a newsmaker, a person, a mover, a shaker in the news.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Don Berman.
Me,
Don Berman.
And I don't like the fact that you got me to admit that I was an extra dimensional.
What? I mean, if you saw pictures of me back then, you'd turn to stone. Good God.
101 with Don Berman is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, a Podcast One.
Was that English?